Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, we've all seen the images coming from Ukraine of the invasion by Russian forces into the country and Ukraine's own incursion into Russia in recent weeks. And it comes as a Russian news editor in Siberia was sentenced to 8 years in prison. That happened today for publishing critical material on Moscow's offensive in Ukraine. More generally, though, how is the news being reported to those who are living in Russia? For more, we're joined by John Everard, former British ambassador to Belarus and North Korea. John, good morning to you. And we wanted specifically to talk to you because I know you listen to Russian state media. You listen to the conversations that they are having. Have the media been able to talk about Ukrainian progress and what they have been doing, and in particular, this progress that they have been making in the Kursk region? Is that a topic?
Yes, it is. I think the first point to make, Claire, is that if you listen to Russian radio, you enter a kind of strained parallel reality where there's a war out there somewhere, but it's not really important. I mean, the radio tends to bury war news. But I think they were forced to report on what's happening in the Kursk region because so many Russians are involved, civilian and military, and the authorities knew they couldn't keep it quiet. So, yes, they have reported. The Russian public does know that there are Ukrainian troops advancing on Russian soil. But it's reported in terms of moral outrage. Here are these neo-Nazis yet again invading the soil of sacred Russia. We will, of course, unite comrades and throw them out, just as we did the original Nazis back in 1945. Russia will win this war and the world will rejoice. The idea that there might be another side to the case just isn't presented.
So there's no criticism of Vladimir Putin's strategy in all of this. Is that not to be heard at all?
No, not at all. Certainly not on Russian radio. It's the kind of thing that you might just get away with if, to take your example earlier, Claire, you're a media editor out in Siberia. You might just creep under the radar. But live Russian radio, not a chance. If you started to criticise the strategy, the police would knock on your door within the hour.
Now, we're aware of how Russia is concentrating its efforts in the eastern Donbass region. And what are you hearing on Russian state media about that?
That the Russian forces are advancing satisfactorily. Their favourite phrase is, po plano, everything is going according to plan. Nobody quite knows what the plan is, but whatever it is, the Russian, the Kremlin are claiming that things are working out fine. And of course, there have been significant Russian advances in recent weeks. The Russians appear to be closing in on Pokrovsk, much to the horror of the Ukrainians. So that where you do get war reporting, it tends to be much more about Russian successes than Russian failures. The huge numbers of Russians who have been captured by the Ukrainians, the amount of Russian war material that's been destroyed, that simply isn't being reported.
Now, I'm sure lots of people have watched the documentary, which is available to stream now, about the Klitschko brothers, one of whom, Vladimir, is the mayor of Kyiv. And he describes his father, John, who was a great supporter of the Soviet Union, how he reacted when the brothers went boxing in the States, and they told their father when they went home about Florida and about going to Disneyland. And the father said to them, well, that is obviously a city that the Americans created to impress you. And I suppose it gives us a sense, really, of the misinformation that continues in Russia, especially given what you've just told us.
Yes, absolutely. Russian media are clearly under instructions to present this as a life or death struggle between Holy Russia and the evil forces of what's called the collective West. The collective West is never, and probably deliberately, properly defined, but it is all those people out there. Definitely includes the evil United States and the even more evil British, probably also the French and the Germans, who have been helping the Ukrainian nationalist neo-Nazis who have been attacking Russian soil. And of course, Russia claims that the Donbass is all Russia. So yes, massive misinformation of all kinds coming out. Mm-hmm. You notice a difference, incidentally, between Russian state radio and Russian commercial radio. Russian state radio adheres to the line absolutely scrupulously, as you might expect. Indeed, you get long and incredibly tedious presentations by war commentators, punctuated by sighs and silences while they try to work out what to say next. It's frankly not great radio. On commercial radio, they have to report this stuff, but they try to push the margin slightly. So, for example, you are supposed to refer to what is going on as a special operation, a special military operation, sorry. You are not allowed to use the word war on live radio, but you can just about get away with the word conflict, and that is what commercial radio do.
Okay, so that's the evidence of them pushing it a little bit to use conflict rather than special military operation. Just going back to what's been happening in the Kursk region, you mentioned that it is impossible for the media to ignore that because there are so many Russians involved. So now we have the phenomenon of social media really changing what they can get away with not saying. Is that what you're seeing there?
Yes. Actually, social media, of course, has a very big effect. But even without social media, you know, simply Russians telephoning their relatives. And, you know, Russians tend to live in large, sprawling, extended families. You know, and if you've got relatives in Moscow and you know the Ukrainian troops, you're probably sort of talking about it in just a general family chat. So the word gets out, amplified by social media, but is not actually dependent on social media. No, in general, something as big as that, the authorities simply cannot keep a lid on.
John, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us once again. John Everard there. Coming up next, Brian Redden and Aoife Barry will be with us. They'll have a guide to the best of what's on TV and in the cinema in September.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.